Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mrs. Anifa Fernandes. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Anushka. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Supreme Industries Q1 FY27 post-earnings conference call. Joining us today from the company's senior management team are Mr. M.P. Taparia, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. I would now like to hand the call over to Mr. Taparia for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I am M.P. Taparia, Chairman and Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleague, Shri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Shri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial results for the quarter ended 30th June 2026. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I will give brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 157,536 tons of plastic goods and achieved revenue from operation of rupees 2,718 crore during the first quarter of the current year, against sales of 183,793 tons and revenue of rupees 2,609 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, resulting volume degrowth of around 14% and revenue growth of 4% respectively. The stand-alone operating profit and profit after tax during the period under review amounted to rupees 398 crore and rupees 208 crore as compared to rupees 319 crore and rupees 177 crore during corresponding quarter of the previous year, achieving increase of 25% and 17% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the quarter ended 30th June 2026 as compared to corresponding quarter of the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business degrew by 15% in volume and remained at flat level in value term. Packaging product segment degrew by 10% in volume and grew by 9% in value term. Industrial product segment business degrew by 6% in volume and grew by 24% in value term. Consumer product segment business degrew by 22% in volume and 11% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to rupees 1,142 crore during the current quarter as compared to 933 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving a growth of 22%. Business outlook. The first quarter of fiscal year 2027 was impacted by extraordinary volatility in polymer prices, particularly during April 2026, resulted in inventory correction across the value chain and temporarily affected industry demand. While this created short-term challenges, the underlying demand driver for our business remained intact. With polymer prices now stabilizing, the removal of customs duty exemption and implementation of minimum import price for suspension grade PVC resin, we expect business condition to progressively improve as channel inventory normalized and market sentiment strengthened. India continued to offer significant long-term growth opportunity supported by infrastructure development, urbanization, water management project, housing and expansion of gas distribution network. Supreme is well positioned to benefit from this trend through its diversified portfolio, strong brand, extensive distribution network, and continuous focus on innovation. We continue to strengthen our growth platform through capacity expansion and new product introduction. The successful integration of the Wavin business, expansion of piping portfolio, growing opportunity in composite cylinder, protective packaging and packaging products, industrial and material handling products, and the launch of UPVC window business further enhance our long-term growth prospect. The company continues to invest in capacity expansion across key businesses and is progressing with plan to establish manufacturing facility at new location including Bihar, Jammu and Malanpur near Gwalior. The company is also in the process of acquiring additional land at Pondicherry and Erode and will create additional manufacturing setup. Supreme maintained robust financial position, enabling the company to fund the growth plan, capital expenditure and working capital requirement through internal accrual. While the first quarter reflected temporary industry headwinds, we remain optimistic about the outlook for the balance of the year and confident in our ability to capitalize on the opportunity ahead. A brief and overall summary for the quarter ended under reference. Thank you for your patience now. Now I and my colleague, CPC Somani and CRJ Sabu, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Before we proceed, I would like to request participants, please limit your questions to two per participant in order to ensure that the management is able to address from all the participants. We take the first question from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please proceed.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So as you indicated in call, you know, the underlying demand is broadly doing fine. It was more about, you know, channel inventory impacting the volume growth. So can you give more color about, you know, plumbing and agri? Possibly agri season was also weak because of monsoon and fertilizer reasons. And secondly, what is the guidance for this year for the volume growth and margin?
The agri growth was definitely affected in April-June, but April price had dropped so steeply that farmers were very puzzled when to start buying. Now the season April-May-June is over. Now the next demand will start from middle of September, and we believe that as the water reservoir are filling up, the demand will be quite robust in the remaining part of the year in agriculture segment.
Sir, I have also asked what is the volume growth and margin guidance for this year?
Volume growth, we have told in the month of April only that we anticipate a volume growth of 15-17% in piping division and 12-13% overall for the company. We maintain the same volume growth guidance.
This guidance, you still maintain this guidance for the entire year or the balance 9 months you're talking? The reason I'm asking is because, you know, the first 2 months has been pretty tough.
We are talking for the whole year.
Understood. Got it. Thank you. Thank you. I'll come back in.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Sneha from Nuvama. Please proceed.
Hi, good evening, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my end. What would have been the industry-related decline in terms of quarter one volumes? Just wanted to gauge, is 15% higher than the industry volume decline?
Actually,
industry
decline.
For the whole industry decline.
Yes, for quarter one.
No, quarter one, I think the whole country declined. And plastic, all plastic was a degrowth. Because it was very uncertain, prices were dropping from the high price of the March month, the prices started getting corrected. So the whole pipeline, all the industry must have been gone into inventory correction mode.
Understood. But do we have any numbers here that it must be 8% drop or a 9% drop industry-wide? That would be helpful in case we have that.
Percentage figure
industry-wide
figures,
no idea. Nowadays, import data also doesn't come easily, so we have no idea.
So secondly, I wanted to understand that if
secondly, just wanted to understand the impact
of the recently imposed MIP. Where are the PVC prices currently standing at, and what are the inventory levels for the distributors? What sort of a reaction are you seeing after this MIP coming up, both in terms of PVC pricing as well as the restocking part?
The inventory level must have gone down quite steeply in the first quarter. As we are seeing, demand is coming a big way in this quarter. So now they are filling up the inventory back. To run in the business, they have to have adequate inventory.
You mean to say you are seeing restocking happening at this point of time and on PVC pricing, sir?
PVC price has also gone up recently by 9 rupees a kilo.
So thirdly, on the margins front, we have seen a phenomenal jump in margins. Could we say that there could be a part of inventory gains also in this particular quarter? Have there been any inventory gain? And if there is, can we quantify it?
This quarter, the profit has been higher because when we have such a big degrowth in demand, it was mostly in the piping segment where the margins are lower, only piping, only pipes. So there was big erosion in volume and turnover in plastic pipe. And plastic pipe is a low margin business. And because of that, our overall margin is showing better in this first quarter.
Understood, sir. Sir, I'll get back in the queue. Thanks, sir. All the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please proceed.
Thank you, sir. Sir, again, coming back on the volume growth guidance front, two, three things to understand. First, when we are saying that still we are maintaining 15-17% piping volume growth for FY27, that means in the next 3 months we need to do at least 25% kind of a growth. So in that sense, if you can help us, at least in July, are we seeing that kind of a growth? And broadly in Q2, how we can see the growth, and will it be the largely the growth would be in the second half, where if the Q2 will not be that great, maybe the second half we need to do maybe a 30% plus kind of a growth.
I don't know, but we believe that there will be good growth in second quarter also. And July is only 1 month of the 3 months. We are seeing excellent growth in the month of July. And we believe the growth will be quite good in the second quarter, which we will know in the month of October.
Yeah, so in this current month also, we are seeing a significant growth. So the channel inventory is filling up.
You have to fill up, otherwise how can they do business?
Yeah, no, true. So that's what I just wanted to understand from your side. Secondly, in the Q1, this 15-16% degrowth, this is in across 3 months, April, May, June, or will it be more in April and May and June we would have seen a kind of a flattish growth? Broadly, directionally, will help.
So, first was April only. In May, we had a small growth. July, June also been a small growth, but April was steep reduction by more than 50%.
Okay, got it. And for EBITDA margin, that 14-14.5% for FY27, that guidance we are maintaining.
We are maintaining. Thank you.
Yeah. And as you said, this quarter, there is no inventory gain in Q1.
When prices are dropping, how can there be inventory gain? I don't follow.
Yeah, so was there any loss? Because we have maintained a decent margin. That's what I'm asking.
I have nothing to talk about inventory gain or loss, please.
Okay, got it. And now do we see the current prices, the PVC prices, which has increased 9 rupees per kg, given the crude also again have fallen, will the current prices will stay? It is because for us, it is becoming a very, very difficult in terms of modeling the numbers, because both on the volume and prices, the significant volatility is there. That's what I'm trying to understand. Whether in Q2, can we see a QOQ improvement in PVC prices or a realization for us?
There's nothing difficult for us. Nothing difficult. And anyway, dear friend, PVC is not 100% crude product. 47% chlorine product, which is coming out of caustic soda production. It's not 100% crude product, bleach.
Okay, and the guidance in terms of the capex for full year, 1,000 crore, we are maintaining that.
We are maintaining, yes.
And in Q1, how much we would have done on the capex front?
We are committing the money depend on the machine arrival. We have committed up till now 500 crore.
Okay, Q1 we have already done 500 odd crore.
Committed. Investment committed. Yeah, please.
Okay.
Then payments are made.
Okay. And in terms of the working
capital
days...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr.
Shravan.
Shravan.
Yeah, no issues. No issues. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, please.
It is a reminder to the participants. Please limit your questions to 2 per participant, as there are several people waiting for their turn. We proceed with the next question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. You may proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, 2 questions. First question, sir, 3 parts. Sir, can you speak more about gas piping, the progress that we have done? Same thing for windows and doors business. And third is basically Indo Green plus 3-layer PPR pipes. How big this businesses can be? Some color over here for this 3 segments. So that's the first question. And sir, second question, probably I'll take it after you answer this, please. Thanks.
I reply first question only. As on today, based on the inquiries and be planned by so many gas companies, we believe the piping business, including pipe and fitting, may be around rupees 600 crore this year.
Okay. Yes, sir, 600 crores, I heard that. Big number. Sir, on windows and door business and PPR pipes?
Window, we have already started. We started marketing. Window business is around 150,000 in the whole country. We just started only recently. Our capacity only 5,000 ton per year.
Okay.
And speaking of pipe, it is a regular business, this is nothing new. Our company started in small to supply the farmers. They require our speaker pipe because we are very committed to quality, so they are very, very happy with our quality.
Okay. And sir, just a follow up on 600 crore number, what you are indicating for gas piping, have you already started getting orders over here? I think you had indicated we had some orders from Pune last year.
We supplied already.
Sir, any orders from any other city, states that you can detail?
I told you that we have got the order of the gas pipe system, pipe and fitting both, and we have supplied. And customer is very happy.
Okay, perfect. Sir, my second question is, there is a CAG report with respect to Jal Jeevan Mission out for 2 states. This includes Maharashtra and Karnataka. Sir, have you gone through it? How should we look at the agri demand specifically, which is coming out from the JJM scheme?
I have not seen the report. What is the report? I have no idea.
Okay. No, no worries, sir. Good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Praneet from SK Investments. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I wanted to understand in terms of the window and profile that business, how much have we invested so far and what kind of revenues do we expect to generate in the next 2 to 3 years?
Now, we invested 220 crore rupees. The
level of revenue generation of about 350 crore once it is normal utilization.
Okay, and do we expect to go in next 2 to 3 years or will it take longer, normal utilization?
Should be.
We are going in production and we hope that next year we should get much better utilization capacity. We already started selling in the market.
Understood, sir. So, and regarding our piping division, sir, I understand this quarter has been a little bit off, but in terms of our CPVC growth, so how are the growth prospects? Is it continuing to take share of the overall piping market or is there OPVC also taking over? How is it right now?
Are we increasing our market share?
Yeah, our market share must be going up now. I think so. OPVC also now getting good acceptance. And we are getting another machine also for Eastern India. Some machines are running in Western India. So we are building more capacity also.
Understood, sir. And one more thing regarding the pricing. So far, despite having a large brand and extreme presence, so in the market, it's been known that like there's been a little bit price competitiveness to compete and gain market share. So when are we going to start reducing this competitive intensity and aggressiveness in the market, or do we plan on continuing for the next 1 to 2 years?
Actually, the pricing of the product depends on the raw materials. The price gets adjusted. If the raw material prices goes up, then finished goods prices also goes up, and correspondingly, we reduce the prices when the raw material prices come down. So it is in synergy with those raw material prices. And that is an industry phenomenon. That is what we want to say.
No, sir, but like, at least in the dealer network, you're bringing a very aggressive pricing, and despite having a large brand, you're still positioning, your pricing is like, let's say, a little lower than what you can charge. So in terms of that, as I'm trying to understand, do we expect to increase our prices compared like what we can, or we just want to maintain at this levels for the next 1 to 2 years?
No. To get the better market, we are passing on the benefits what we are deriving from economy of scale or the proximity to the market. Since we have in India manufacturing presence, so our logistic costs gets rationalized, and that is the benefit to the end customer.
Understood, sir. But is there a possibility that we might just not pass it on and increase our margins for this, or do we continue to want to pass it on?
That depends. Right now, we are more focused on the return on capital employed, not for the margin only.
Understood,
still want to grow, and we are growing.
Got it, sir. So for the next 2 years, probably we'll still continue to maintain our strategy with this, right?
We are building a new system, new SKU in these systems, and reaching more market, and now going aggressively in export market also. So we hope that we will go on growing nicely.
Understood, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you for your answers.
Okay.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Praveen Sahai from PL Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, related to the capacity expansion, Bihar, Malanpur, and Jammu, what you are, expanding. So can you give the, how much of the capacity addition in these three locations you are taking in?
No, we will complete the project in next 2 years. So we will be building small capacity one after another. So not a large capacity immediately to put up. Overall capacity will come up over a period of 2 years. We have to go on creating market further and go on putting capacity as the market demands. A big piece of land in Bihar is 21 acres, in Jammu is 13 acres. So hopefully, in up to 2 years, it may be more than 50,000 tons in both the plant together.
Okay, and Malanpur, sir?
Malanpur is material handling system. It is a material handling system is in large volume. We don't go by volume, we do what is required in the market. Accordingly, we put the item because they are all bulky item, freight intensive item.
Okay.
So, we're making variety of crates and variety of pellets.
Okay. And lastly, on the Pondicherry and Erode also, the land acquisition you are looking for. So, what kind of a product you are going for there?
Pondicherry, we are going to ship from existing factory. Product which we are making for Whirlpool, and in our existing factory we are going to put more capacity to make furniture for export market.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi sir, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, one question I had was to understand the customer behavior. I understand that the channel destocking happens when prices fall. But in history, whenever such prices fall, you know, we have seen volume degrowth across all four segments. Is this permanent tilt lost, or you think there is some pent-up demand which comes back, you know, whenever prices stabilize? In history, if you can just share your experience, sir.
When the prices start moving onwards, then the pent-up demand comes up. That is naturally, because the destocking which takes place in the channel, so obviously the channel gets normalized when the prices get stabilized.
So Maniji, so from the channel perspective, I understand, but more so from, you know, let's say non-pipe, you know, packaging and industrial segments have also seen volume degrowth. Does this demand also comes back fully into, you know, subsequent time?
In packaging also, you understand, Rahul, because there are many applications for insulation, for civil, for construction. So those people may differ demand for a month or two or three. So yes, in normal course, most of the demands comes up.
Which is stock and sale item, they happens. Stock and sale item.
Got it, sir. And how does it work in industrial, Somaniji?
So industrial is the OEM supplies. So it all depends upon their end market position.
What is the demand they are getting for their product? What they are offering, air conditioner, any item, material, their sales, according to the buy now.
And those are not governed by the raw material prices. You see, it is always cost plus price margins. So it's not because of the prices, the price effect. It is the ultimate demand situation.
Right. So industrial volume degrowth this quarter is more organic. It's more that their business was not growing and hence we saw degrowth. Is that correct?
Correct. But value-wise, if you look at...
Yeah, it's grown. Yeah, yeah.
Value.
Yes, sir. I saw that. Yeah. And just last question on exports. So could we talk about which products we are talking about for exports, which markets to start with, and should we see pickup in export growth starting current year itself, or it is more longer term?
No, now only with a plan of 6-7 year plan we have made. Last year our export was $26 million overall. We are aiming to reach $150 billion in 6 to 7 years from 26 million. From 26 million, our aim is to reach $150 million in all our product segment in 6 to 7 years.
Got it, sir. Which products we are talking about?
All the products except industrial component.
And which markets?
Market, world market.
Any particular geography?
By mostly where the way of the government is entering into FTA, all those geography want to cover.
Got it.
Where government is entering into FTA and FTA is in place, those countries are giving top priority.
Got it, sir. And last question was, did CPG...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Rahul. Could you please join back the queue?
Sure, I'll join back. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we proceed, a reminder to the participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. We take the next question from the line of Karan from Guardian Capital Partners. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, what is Supreme's current capacity and the utilization level for composite cylinders?
Current capacity is about 9 lakh or 10 lakh, depending upon the product mix.
Okay.
Per annum.
10 lakh cylinders.
Cylinders. I'm talking 9 lakh to 10 lakh cylinders per annum is the current capacity. Utilization all depends upon the domestic oil marketing companies. Currently, it is between 25 to 35%.
Understood. And my second question is, with recently with HPCL's initiative of to sell composite cylinders on Instamart and BPCL's plan to expand composite cylinder availability to over 100 cities, how do you see the performance of this business segment evolving for us?
There are good opportunities coming up. I think HPCL has just completed one tender of 2 lakh pieces. We have got the LOI for 60,000 pieces. Supply will start from next month onwards. And yes, this initiative is definitely very good and we look forward to the opportunities in this segment.
Do you see utilization ramping up quickly over the next, in the near to medium term?
So unfortunately, it is not a stock and sell item. So the time loss is always lost time because you have to manufacture cylinder as per the design, as per the serial number, many things as per the order. It all depends upon how the order flows take place from the domestic oil marketing companies.
Understood. Thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Disha Chamriya from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please proceed.
Hello.
Audible, just speak loudly. Yeah, please speak loudly.
Yes, sure. Yes, sir. Most of my questions are already answered. Just two questions from my side. What's the current gross margin or EBITDA margin that you expect for to stand for the FY27? Is it going to continue at this this level or go back to the historical ranges?
We anticipate between 14 to 14.5% for the full year.
Okay, 14 and 14.5%. And for the FY28 and 29, do you see margin expansion or like?
We talk to FY27 only.
Okay, sir. And my second question was the demand will see in the market, like in the plumbing and agriculture, industrials, and newer segments like cylindrical composites and packaging. And any specific pockets of weakness or strength you have seen in this quarter, or anything that you look forward to be performing well for the upcoming demand catering, sir?
Your voice is breaking, but generally we can say our all product segments are doing better and looking forward better demand situation. Majorly the plastic piping system, which is the biggest business of the company, is looking for 15 to 17% volume growth for the full year. In spite of the 15% degrowth in volume in the first quarter. So definitely demand in that segment is looking much better. Prices of raw materials are now stabilized or firming up. So we see a good situation coming up.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Tejas Pradhan from Citigroup. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi sir. So just on the quarter, if you look at the EBIT margin in the plastic piping segment on a YOY basis, there is a substantial improvement, right? So just wanted to understand, you mentioned that there is no inventory gain. So is this entirely because of mix or some cost benefit we had because of older PVC inventory or some other aspect that I'm missing?
No,
As we told you, there was less sale of pipe. Only pipe sale was the volume. Destruction was mostly in pipe. And pipe was low margin business. So as the pipe business was excluded, then the remaining margin became better.
Right, right. So from a full year perspective, you would expect the mix, product mix to broadly remain the same. So the benefit that you have in terms of margin could sort of normalize over the full year?
Yeah, we already convinced you, actually going to between 14% to 14.5%.
Okay, understood. And secondly, could you share the inventory level at the company as of 30th June?
Inventory level compared to our turnover, normally we keep 2.5 month turnover level. After we are having very large volume of business, so we have to keep our proper adequate inventory so that we are responsible supplier to our customers.
Understood. And lastly, on the MIP that has come for a period of 6 months. So from a longer term basis, do you think this would be extended or some other form of protection could come in? What would be your views on that?
Extension part you can only take from the Government of India.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Durgesh Shukla from Incred Capital. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to ask, what is the Webin contribution in this quarter and what is the expectation for the full year?
Webin capacity, what we acquired of 70,000 metric ton, we are ramping up also, and the plants are running fully integrated. About 50 to 60% capacity utilization has taken place in the first quarter. And overall company, we look at piping capacity utilization about 70%. So all the plants. So
we have to wipe capacity also.
Yeah, all the plants will be same line.
Wipe capacity 71,000 tons. So we utilize for the year 70% of that.
So basically you are saying on the capacity of 70,000 ton, the utilization is 70%, right, sir?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, pipe is similar to our capacity.
Okay, sir.
What we were making, they are making.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Utkarsh from Anandathi. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. So my first question is on the pipe segment margin for the June quarter. So if we see our pipe segment EBIT margin has improved from 8.8% in previous June quarter to 11.4% in this June quarter. So can you please help us understand why the margin has gone up when we have seen a sharp decline in our volume?
Because I think the same answer which has been given for the operating margin applied for the company, when the low margin product of pipe is reduced from the volume, so naturally the remainder business of the piping has better margins.
Okay, so is it because of sharp decline in the agri pipe volume, or we have seen a good improvement in the margin?
Not only agri pipe, no, other pipe also.
No. Okay.
It come down, so they're destroying by our distributor.
Fine, sir. Sir, my second question is on your EBITDA margin guidance. So like last year, sir, you were guiding EBITDA margin of 14.5% to 15.5% EBITDA margin, which was quite a difficult year for the industry as PVC resin prices were under significant pressure. And this year we are guiding 14% to 14.5% for FY27, where if we see like we have already clocked 14.6% EBITDA margin in this June quarter. And margin in Q4 generally turns out to be significantly better for us compared to the first three quarters. And we will also see the benefit of higher PVC resin prices in the coming quarters, which was not the case last year. So can you please help us understand why we are guiding a much lower margin compared to what we were guiding earlier?
We are not guiding lower margin. The first quarter, the margin is showing improvement because of destruction of demand for plastic pipe. But we anticipate, when we are saying that we anticipate 15 to 17% volume growth, so So we'll be supplying adequate quantity of plastic pipe now in many 9 months. They are low margin, but they are required. Otherwise, if there is no pipe, then what is the business of piping system? You cannot do any business, cannot do any work of the, for either for water or anything supply. If there is no pipe, you can't do any business. Pipes are required. The pipe will be
your
point? In 9 months. The
pipe sir, your point is low margin. No, sir, your point is built again. Sir, earlier we were expecting, say, in FY26, we were expecting the pipe volume to grow at 15% to 20% rate, and we were still guiding a EBITDA margin of 14.5% to 15.5%. What I'm trying to understand from you, like, why we are guiding 14% to 14.5% EBITDA margin now, when we were expecting much higher range earlier.
We are giving the guidance with a very proper...
On a conservative way, you say ultimately...
In a responsible manner. We don't want to give unnecessary, very wrong, rosy picture. No, we don't want to give.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Shaili Jain from Dalit Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Could you please provide me the value of inventory, data and table as on June?
Inventory,
data and table.
Our inventory remains 2.5 months, as Mr. has told in the earlier question. Our data remains 15 days of receivables of the turnover.
And tables?
Tables remain between 50 to 55 days.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Nikunj Shah from ISEC. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Sir, how was the CPC growth in Q1?
Q1 was very minimal growth.
And just so you've answered this question, I'm just trying to re-understand. Was this the case that the plumbing pipe business was better off in Q1 and agri degrew significantly, which led to that 15% kind of volume degrowth in case of pipes total?
Not total business, agri and plumbing both had a degrowth in the first quarter.
Okay, so agri was significant degrowth or was it similar, both were similar?
Agri, plumbing, business, every piping demand, every piping segment had a degrowth in the first quarter.
Because you are right, pipe, agri pipe or polythene pipe was severe degrowth.
Severe erosion in the volume in the polythene pipe was quite very heavy. Then in PVC pipe also, there was degrowth in demand.
Yes. And this agri pipe, whatever we lost out because of the, pricing, you expect that recovery to come through in when the season picks up in September and February. Am I correct, sir?
From 2nd of September to March, demand will grow very nicely.
And so with MIP coming in, that fluctuation in PVC, let's assume PVC stays in the same range of 80-85, you think this is very good demand will come from the agri side because of this. Am I correct, sir?
No, we don't know. Because MIP may give... Nobody stopped them to increase the price further now. MIP doesn't mean that they cannot charge high price. The only thing they cannot charge lower than the $7.6.
True, sir.
High price, nobody will stop them. They depend on how the West Asia country is getting, nobody knows.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Vipul Kumar Anupchan Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. What is our agri and non-agri mix, sir?
We have no idea because several states are using agri pipe for housing also. So we have no idea.
Okay. And sir, secondly, since Lubrizol is starting production of CPVC resin in India, so will our cost come down?
That part, the individual can only reply. How can I reply? Whether they are going to keep lower price, I can't say. For your information, Reliance is also coming.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants, in order to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone.
Start me 180.
We take the next question from the line of Varun from 361 Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand this realization improvement which happened in the other segment, packaging, industrial, consumer. So this entirely was due to the polymer price, or was there any kind of price hike? I just want to understand, did we fully passed on the price hike because of the polymer or the cost deflation that we saw?
Yeah, so it's only a customized solutions. You see, packaging, we provide a lot of customized solutions which gets better realization. In industrial segment also, the pellets, the dustbins are better value-added products. So it's the product mix which plays the role.
Yeah, so just want to understand, like, after, say, this quarter, if things normalize and if the polymer prices fall back, so are we going to stick to a similar price to, or will it move along with the polymer price only for the other segments? I understand PVC, still a lot of pass-through happens, but for other segments?
So, we not only use PVC, we use the polymer also different. We use large volume of polyethylene. We also use polypropylene, polystyrene, ABS, we use variety of raw materials. We are not PVC company only.
Yes, sir. So in case that declines, again, that packaging, industrial, whatever pricing, that also will decline simultaneously. That's what I want to understand.
Depend on the product, sir. Depend on the product.
Okay. So not to, direct correlation. That's what I'm just saying.
Not so much direct.
Okay, sir. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Tejas Pradhan from Citigroup. Please proceed. I would request Mr. Tejas to unmute and then speak.
Sorry. In terms of the other resins like CPVC, etc., was the pricing volatility and the quantum of restocking, destocking that we saw in through last quarter and this quarter similar or the different sort of intensity?
It happens in all the polymers. Actually, polyethylene, polypropylene are much more volatile. Because the crude price was jumping up and down now. And they are directly linked to crude oil. Only PVC is least affected. PVC is not linked completely to crude oil. So polyethylene and polypropylene have got much more volatility. But this is normal, they are commodity polymer now. So
right. But on CPVC, I think you had mentioned there was, minimal growth. So were the CPVC prices a lot more stable through the quarter because of which they did not see too much impact of the destocking?
CPVC price is more or less stable now. The PVC price was also more or less stable. Only PVC price has come down in the month of April big way. They have jumped in the month of March and later in April. Thereafter, the price has not moved at all too much. After 20th April or something around that, thereafter there is not too much variance in the price.
Oh, okay. And
price went too much in the month of March. And they got corrected in April.
Right. Yeah. And just lastly, obviously we lost volumes in the first quarter. So from a customer perspective, I know you had mentioned the recovery by September, but Would you, given that the at least PVC prices are starting to increase and they are anyways slightly close to the MIP level, so we might not expect further decline in PVC prices from here. So would you expect lot of it to the lost volumes to be recovered in the second quarter itself, or it will take time to recover it through the balance
most,
of the year?
Most of the whole volume, lost volume will be recovered and we will have growth in first half.
In the first half, you would expect a YOY growth?
First half, we definitely are confident that we have volume growth.
Okay, understood. Thanks. Thanks for that.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Roshan from Antique Stock Broking. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So now with the minimum input price coming into effect, do you think the PVC prices should stabilize at these levels?
I'm not sure. Now nobody can stop them. They can go up also now.
Decline is stopped, but
but going up, there is no restriction that they are not allowed to go up.
Right, I understand. And you have highlighted that, you know, FTA with UK, EU, you know, EFTA as a significant opportunity. So, you know, what share of revenue do you expect, you know, to generate from exports over the medium term?
FTA? I can give you an example of UK. UK, the country is entering the FTA. The import duty on the plastic pipes, now it has become zero. So, there's a opportunity like that in so many countries, now government is entering into FTA.
So, what is the export?
Sorry?
So, what is the export opportunity? Yeah, export I'm asking. Yeah, export opportunity you are looking at.
I think overall, the world import trade of plastic pipes alone, one item, is $41 billion last year. Our company exported $5 million. In $41 billion market, we exported only $5 million. So we see huge opportunity. We'll be spending money on participating in several exhibitions. We appointed several resources. They will go to the market. We introduce new product also required in that market. We will get our product certified as required in that market. We will be spending huge investment to achieve the objective.
Right, I understand. So that's all.
Our district is now to serve only 1.5 billion. We want to serve 8 billion people.
Okay, and that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Annu Parekh from Anand Rathi. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi sir. So, can you please quantify the amount of inventory loss in Q1?
Nothing to report.
And so, is there a scope for inventory gain in Q2 due to the recent increases in the PVC resin price in July?
Nothing to report either on inventory gain or inventory loss. If anything happens, we'll be talking end of the year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Pratyush, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I just wanted to ask about the channel inventory. Like in March-April quarter, some of the companies had stated that there was a lot of restocking in one particular month and then there was again a destocking. So is that phenomenon still continuing or has the demand from channel partners been consistent?
When we told you that we will have growth in this quarter, there is no degrowth, no destocking taking place. When we are saying we will have growth in this quarter, and we also say that in first half we will have growth. In spite of degrowth in first quarter, for the first half we will have growth.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
It is quite clear now, different.
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Karan Bhatelia from AMSEC. Please proceed.
Securities. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, how is Wavin portfolio doing?
Wavin. My portfolio is doing very well. We got certain new item which are not there in our portfolio. We added those products in our portfolio which are very helpful.
Right. And we stick to our guidance of selling 50,000 metric ton for 27 with much better profitability.
Yeah, the quantum of volume what we have said is fine. 70% utilization of the capacity.
70% capacity utilization, and we anticipate 15 to 17% volume growth for the full year as on today in plastic piping system.
Right. And sir, on the EBITDA margin front, how do we see Wavin in comparison to Supreme?
Same range. Nothing very different range.
Right. And any clarity on the packaging defects, the one which we were eyeing for the export market?
No, capacity fully sold out.
Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone.
Madam, there's no more questions, we close it.
As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. We are very impressed by the analytical question raised by various our investor friends. We thank them very much to spare time to raise questions, and we hope that we have adequately replied to their satisfaction. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.